there was nothing. Until God said, now is the time. And suddenly, something. So many things. Stars and seas, birds and trees. And so, there was creation. Until God said, now is the time. And suddenly, a man, a woman, shaped in his image, made from the earth in his breath, separated by sin nonetheless. And so, there were humans. Until God said, now is the time. And suddenly, a savior, a baby, a son, sent to reunite us and to save everyone. Until God says again, now is the time. On Sunday morning, the alarm goes off. Working a 9-to-5, but at what cost? Staring at our phones, looking for a picture to post and doze off. Just to let everyone think we're all right. All the while wondering, is there more to life? We're walking out paces with all the other stranger faces. Checking off the things that make us good people. Treat others equal, don't be deceitful. But is there more to life? Just like before, we can hear God implore. Now is the time for hope and connection. Enough for seclusion, rejection. Now is the time for resurrection. For starting over, enough for the shame. Now is the time to shout and proclaim. I believe there is more. What are you waiting for? It's yours and it's mine. Now is the time for more than just me. Now is time for us and we. Now is time for God's family. You can't find it alone, and it goes beyond things that are known. Now is the time to see you are loved. No more pressure, no measure, we're better together. Now is the time to share tragedies and victories with others. No more wondering, no more wandering. Here, here is only belonging. Now is the time.
Good morning. Jean-Luc, chapter 4, it's good to see all of you. And I kind of promised I would fix the church entrance, but I wasn't home all week. And I still haven't fixed my tractor yet. So I won't be home again this week. So hopefully it all melts away by next Sunday. But we won't have service next Sunday, the following Sunday, right? Okay, all right. And reason why we won't be here is it'll be on Wednesday will be our 48th anniversary, wedding anniversary. 48 years. And thank you. And the weather was still the same the day we got married. Snow about that big and mud underneath at the same depth, so... But we managed to pull it off, and it's been 48 great, wonderful years. And so we're going to celebrate by going to Paris, okay? All right. And also, this time of the year, it's more feasible to go this time of the year than the summer. So we'll be going there. So a day up in Inato, so we won't have service next Sunday, okay? And really, the old system, it was easy to work. It was very basic. But this new system, there's so many things attached to it. I wouldn't know what to do on a Sunday if I was here by myself. I'll probably just yell at the top of my lungs just to preach. Okay. And also it works with the laptop. So funeral go borrow when the technicians aren't here, it's kind of hard to please the people that want to borrow the church because they expect the things to work. When you tell them that, no, it doesn't work that way. Our system is different. It's very new. It's been upgraded. But they think we're stingy with our system. So sometimes I have to really nail it down to them. So that's one reason. And then Luke chapter 4, let's read from verse 16 through 22. It's good to see all of you. It's good to see our mom here and our sister back there, John back there, yeah, and Terry back there. It's good to meet you, yeah. And, of course, the regulars, okay. The regulars. What a name, huh? At least we call you Supreme, huh? The Supreme, rather than regular guest, right? Luke chapter 4. Yeah, Donald, it's good to see you. Jesus is just now beginning to minister. He's been out, as if you read the previous chapter, he's been out and he's been doing some ministering, preaching, teaching, and some healings. And by doing that, he got to, a lot of people knew about him now. He's a different person. He's healing, he's teaching. And so he's getting a notoriety built up like that. And we come to this point. From 16 through 22. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Nila. So Jesus is back in his hometown where he grew up. Nazareth. Akwebiya ho ado akwege dine kine ka synagogue kine ka akwetra ya nataho ne ya ach na khe pedo be disciples akwe ya Saturday is when they have their services on Saturday, on their Sabbath days on a Saturday. And so when Jesus was there, he was given a book of Isaiah, because I was reading up on this. It says different men of the church would be given a portion of scripture to read. Priests and lineages, the first five books, the priest will read first out of the law. And then a chosen or appointed individual will be given a book. And at his choosing, he would choose out of the prophecy. So that's what Jesus is doing here. So from the law was read, and now the prophecy, what's going to happen. So here in Isaiah, it's written in chapter 61. You can read that later. You just write it down. Because it's written the same thing here. Isaiah 61, day Yaha. What's going to happen years from now? Several hundred years from now, this will happen. This is the prophecy. And Jesus read that. And that prophecy is about himself. That's him. And so Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Remember when he got baptized by John the Baptist? It was obvious that the Holy Spirit came to Jesus. "Because he anointed me," meaning that he has a special purpose. You know, when you anoint a person for healing, you set that person aside to be healed, okay? When we apply the oil and anoint them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we set that person aside to be healed. Another person might be anointed for the ministry, to preach the gospel, or some type of ministry. And so we will lay hands on them, anoint them for that special purpose. Here Jesus is anointed for a special purpose here. And it was the following: to preach the gospel to the poor. But the reason why is the poor here are the marginalized. We have a saying that says, "No kid left behind." According to You know, as we know, there are some people that we know of that might live miles from the main road, and they're still without power, without running water. They're still living in a poor condition. And so a lot of times, these kind of people are kind of left behind because they don't get to update on the news, what's happening out there. They don't mingle with the people that often. They might have a problem with transportation. And this is the kind that we know that people get left behind. And I sure hope our new president sticks to his word. Because a lot of people came to him. We're being neglected. We're being ignored. And that was one of his platforms that helped him push him over to win that election. And I sure hope he lives up to that. And I tell you over and over, I'm still trusting Joe Shirley to gravel my road. You know, he promised that when he first came on. And he promised a really big auditorium in Chinle where we can have big, gigantic concerts and rodeos. So I'm still holding him up to that, okay? So, all right. Let him know if you run across Joe, okay? He's a friend of mine. We both grew up in Chinle, and when I attend the Presbyterian church, sometime he will be there. So Joe and I, we go back then, so I know him. So, but he hasn't, basically, like you said, I still tease him. And I think this is not Tony, but this is Nikla. I don't go up to him and say, Joe, you know, like the ordinary person. I still honor him. It's not Tony, but this is Nikla. I shake his hand. And I think it's the rightful thing to do. So those kind of people that are left behind, Jesus is preaching to them, you know. Jesus is making sure that they're included in the kingdom of God. They're included in what God has to give. And that's good. And that's him right there. And it says, he was sent to heal the brokenhearted. In the past few years. The other day, for some reason, I started counting the people that I know closely that was taken by COVID. Two from this church, Eddie Mason Jr. and Gilmore. They attended this church. COVID took them. And then there's my brother-in-law, Abe. From Shiprock, my wife's and my sister-in-law's oldest brother. And then there's my good friend, my in-law, Leonard Curley. We're in-laws to the same family he went. My very own nephew, my sister's son, Earlson. And another nephew that lived about 200 yards from us, Hastine. So there's a lot of people that I could count up to 12 that I know personally that I've talked face to face that was taken. I was talking to a pastor, I mentioned it last week. He said a lot of people are angry because they tried to pray for those that got sick. He said even he went to the family and talked to them and prayed and believed that God would pull them through, but a lot of times those people went on. And so he said some of my congregation are angry with God because they prayed for their loved one, they still died. And sometimes we don't understand God's will, how he works. But we still have to trust him no matter what, that he has the answer, that he is the way. And then it says here, to proclaim liberty to the captives. I think there are a lot of people that are living without hope today. We try to put hope into our political leaders, our leaders. We try to put hope in them. But sometimes they're just human. They make mistakes. They have shortcomings too. We can be held captive by many things of what's happening out there. Maybe our health, maybe our finances. There's so many things that people are being held back by. I could only enjoy life if this was like this, if this was different, if I had chosen a different route. Jesus says, he's come to proclaim liberty. Hey, meaning that you can be set free. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to keep suffering like that. That's what it means to proclaim liberty. And recover of the sight to the blind. Physically and spiritually, those that can't see physically, and even those that can't see the future without hope. He says he's going to restore recovery to their sight. And then those that are oppressed. We have a lot of people who are depressed these days, who are worried. And then, verse 19, that's where we're going to pinpoint this sermon this morning. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. To proclaim it. To speak it, to receive it, to have it, to proclaim. If you look at NIV, the International Version, there it says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And I looked this up in the original Hebrew, and that's what it meant. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, or the time of the Lord's favor. You know, sometimes you put your decision on maybe somebody, right? Maybe your boss or your supervisor. Maybe you go up to your coworkers and say, how's the boss today? Is he angry? Is he happy? You know? If he's angry, everybody's going to have a bad day, right? If he's happy, you know, you're kind of at liberty to just enjoy your work. Yeah, when I was a police officer, Monday morning, all those that are arrested are talking among themselves in the cell where the holding cell. And they'll ask the jailer, Judge Bluehouse, hey, that's a day, but what's your spot? Because if Judge Bluehouse is angry that day, he's going to have no fine on him. You're in there for 2 weeks, no fine. No, you can't pay your way out. Here, it goes back to Leviticus chapter 25. I'll just tell you, but you can read this later. But at that time, God made a law and says, every 50 years, if you're a slave, that 50th year, you're set free. You're nobody's slave no more. If you have a bill that you couldn't pay, that 50th year, your debt is just thrown out. Or if you sold a land to somebody and you want it back, when that 50 years comes back, that land will be given back to you. No questions asked. And everybody knew that. Can you imagine? We're going to get our land back. I get to be free again. I get to be debt free again. I hear that's very rare for the working people to be debt free. I hope you're debt free. Okay? If you have nothing, then you can be debt free, right? But if you have a new car, a new house, you're not debt free. But this was the law in Leviticus 25. Or somebody took your cattle from you. That when the day comes, you don't have to ask that person, give me back my cattle. You just go over there and look for your brand, or if you know your cattle, just round it up and take them home. And here Jesus is talking about that. I am here to preach the gospel to the poor. I am here to heal the brokenhearted, to release the captives, those that couldn't see to receive their sight, and the oppressed. And also I'm here to proclaim that year that was only happening every 50 years. But now with me here, we don't have to wait for the next 50 years. It'll be all the time with Jesus. Jesus, ni yado edo, shlat di nache bapata ni tete dole. That'd be a long time to wait, right? For me, I'll probably be gone if I was waiting from here to 50 years. Yeah. Maybe some of you young ones will, you know. But that's a long time. But when that day came, people were happy. It's called the year of jubilation to the Jewish people. The year of jubilation. Got your cattle back? You got your land back? And if you've been a slave, and if you there was a debt that you couldn't pay off, and Jesus came to proclaim that. If you believe in me, all your sins will be forgiven. Your past sin and your future sin. How do you like that one? That's great, right? Amen. Even the prodigal son, he went out, wasted, came back to his father. No questions asked. You're my son. Put the ring back on him. Put the shoes back on him. Put a robe back on him. I always wonder what he was thinking. I like that George Strait song, right? Where he says one day he got in a fight and he was rehearsing how he's going to respond to his dad because his dad did not allow fighting. And the last verse of that song, I think, like he was dreaming that he woke up in heaven and he says, if they know half the things I've done, I shouldn't be here. No, that's something along those lines, right? But he's talking about his father's love. Ayotna. That father must have waited every day, almost every moment of the day, looking for his son to return. Until the day he came. One day we had issues with one of our boys. And we called one of our good friends back east, Pastor Mike. My wife talked to Pastor Mike. She poured out her heart to Mike about our son. My wife says, I just want my son back. Then Pastor Mike says, no, you don't want that son back. You don't want that old son back. You want the new one back that the Father's preparing. That was one of the most encouraging words that we've heard. So any time when your children or your loved one mess up, oh God, I just want things to be turned back to normal. No, you don't want it back to normal. You want God to work on it and fix it. Amen. Even your life, even your finances, even your health. Because Jesus now says, I'm bringing, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, which only happened every 50 years, but with me, it will happen every day. To Lord Jesus, amen. My Jesus, no wonder when we sing about him, we can't hold back. We have to say, yes, I believe it. Yes, I'm glorifying you. I'm lifting you up. There's no one that can do that for me. Forgive me of all my sins. and be a child of God. Restore everything that I've ruined. Restore everything that I've ruined by my words. I tell you, as a pastor and as a Christian, I was a very jealous person. I couldn't deal with it myself. My willpower was not strong enough. I made so many promises to my wife, I'll never accuse you again. In the process, I've hurt my kids. In the process, I've ruined some business deals. I had to ask God for His power. And He set me free. Back then, if there was cell phones, only the power of God can restore things and make it better. That call is not for me. Here, you answer it yourself. I don't look over her shoulders, see who she's texting. No. I don't even check her phone. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Oh, there's so many things that I want God to come through in my life. I want to be able to preach the gospel with simplicity and connect with the people, no matter who it is, connect with the people with the word of God. That is my desire. Not hammer them, their mistakes. No. Jesus never did that in the fourth gospel. Jesus never came at anybody for their mistakes. You see, Jesus. Even at one point, a woman who committed a great sin was brought before Him. Woman, where are your accusers? They're all gone. I'm not accusing you of anything. Go and sin no more. Jesus didn't even talk about her sin. The mistake that she made, Jesus didn't even bring it up. Just forgave her and sent her home. I like that kind of Jesus because I make so many mistakes. I was angry with the coaching staff, with the referees when the Cowboys lost, man. But I'm forgiven. Okay? So, tell yourself, Jesus proclaimed the acceptable year where you can be healed, where your needs can be met without any strings attached, without thinking, do I have to have great faith to remove mountains? No, you're a child of God. Just tell yourself, Jesus is the one who brought it. He was the one that was prophesied in Isaiah 6:1. He made it come to pass, and only through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. It is powerful. It is moving. Jesus, Jesus. I came to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind, to set free those that are held back by something, by habits, by wrong habits, by any depression, God. Jesus, only through Jesus, we're all prodigals. But we came back to You, and You can restore us, even been better than how it was before. Even in our homes, among our children, everywhere. We don't want things to come back to normal, because You can do better through Jesus Christ. We praise You and bless You in the name of Jesus. Amen.